George Albert Smith, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. George Albert Smith, born April 4, 1870 and died April 4, 1951, was an influential religious leader and the 8th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Born in Salt Lake City, Utah, Smith was the son of John Henry Smith, also an apostle in the LDS Church, and Sarah Farr Smith. His grandfather, for whom he was named, was George Albert Smith, or more commonly, George A. Smith, also an LDS apostle. Smith attended Brigham Young University and the University of Deseret, later the University of Utah. While surveying for a railroad as a young man, his eyesight was permanently impaired by glare from the sun. In 1896, he joined the Republican Party and campaigned for William McKinley, who became president. He was also favored by Theodore Roosevelt. In 1892, Smith married Lucy Emily Woodruff, the daughter of Wilford Woodruff, Jr., and Emily Jane Smith, in the Latter-day Saint Manti Temple. As newlyweds, from 1892 to 1894, the couple were called to serve in the LDS Southern States Mission under President J. Golden Kimball. Smith was appointed mission secretary. Smith and his wife later had three children. Smith was called to be a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in 1903, but stress from his frequent travels revealed prominent physical weakness. He was eventually diagnosed with lupus erythematosus, a chronic debilitating autoimmune disease whose symptoms include weakness. He was an ardent supporter of the Boy Scouts and was known for his patriotism, joining various American patriotic groups. Smith became president of the church on May 21, 1945, with the death of Heber J. Grant. When World War II ended, Smith helped send supplies to war-stricken Europe, and was also known for his efforts to revitalize missionary work. He publicly denounced the activities and political influence of the American Ku Klux Klan. Smith dedicated the LDS Idaho Falls, Idaho Temple on September 23, 1945. Biographer S. George Ellsworth has called him an example of a Christ-like living. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.